Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are, guest of the day, 8:10 on a Thursday morning. It's if I were ever cast in a movie, my stunt double would be the gentleman sitting to my right, Warren Coates. He is the Brad Pitt to my George Clooney. How are you, friend? How are things?
I'm doing good. Just got out of the green room. I always like to look good.
Yep, you got your makeup applied. Yeah. What did you think of Craft Services this morning? The catering we brought in.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Hey, I want to congratulate you on your big discovery the other day.
What was that?
The air conditioning in your seats.
Oh, isn't that the greatest invention ever? Oh, man. Changed my life.
Do you have heat in the seats, too?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't know you had air.
I did not know I had. Well, I there was a fan. I'm like, well, what's this all about? And I flipped it on. And about 2 minutes later, I was like, something terribly has gone wrong, or this is design. I thought for a moment there was an accident that happened. Oh, man, cooled seats or something. You got cooled seats in your pickup?
Oh, yeah. I don't ever. You know, I got so much in my pickup and in Jackie's car, I can't remember what it is. And so I'm busy looking and running off the road, and Jackie's just.
Yelling at you.
Leave it alone.
Well, and I went to fix something in the back of the Cadillac a couple weeks ago, and you know how like ratchet sets are.
Yeah.
And it came loose and dropped in there. There's now a rattle in my trunk door. You open it, it goes rattle, rattle, rattle. You close it, rattle, rattle, thud. And I'm not going to tear apart the door. So,
it's
an added feature. So I got more weight in the back of the Cadillac.
There you
now.
Go.
So,
Well, what's new?
I know you're getting busy. You got a big old hoop-de-doo. We haven't seen each other since Memorial Day.
That's true.
How did that go? Give a recap of that.
Wonderful. And I want to thank everybody and the Boy Scouts that come out and help us get the cemetery ready. You know, we can't do it by ourselves.
Mm-hmm,
when you're talking over 100 flags and then look at all the small flags that you put around on the gravestones, and they are wonderful. And I hope they continue supporting us because that really does help us.
Yeah. And it looked so cool. I was in town, that Avenue flag. Yeah. Oh, man, it was awesome.
Yeah. And let's see, what else we got this morning? Oh, yeah. Of course, everything's going on this weekend. You got the Edgewood Rodeo. You got Ryan Carr Show, and we have the steak fry.
Yeah.
Well, we did this last year, but we caught a lot of people going to the rodeo, would stop by and have a steak, and as soon as they were done at Ryan, they'd come up and have a steak.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have a busting night, but don't forget, we still got our ribeye and our potatoes, salad bar, rolls, and dessert, and everybody's invited to come in.
Yeah.
Whether you want to sit or whether you want to eat and run or take it out.
Take it out and go.
Yeah,
you can take it on your way to the rodeo
got
if you
that
want.
Right.
So
you got that
I've
right.
had the ribeye. It's good.
Fairway puts out a good ribeye.
They do.
That big grill, I don't know what we would have done if we hadn't got that big grill back.
There have been a lot of Weber grills and a ton of charcoal.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, and talk to me a little bit, Warren, about... That is such a big fundraising component for what you guys do when it comes to scholarships and Boys State and all that throughout the year, these monthly steak fries you're doing.
Yes. All that money, I mean, we get donations to do improvements to the Legion. But this all the money goes to scholarships. Like I told you before, we gave $750 scholarships. In fact, we just sent three boys off to Boys State last Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right now. And they thoroughly enjoy that. And we try to help veterans out.
Mm-hmm.
And the money, if somebody comes in and needs some money, we'll work with them.
Yeah.
All veterans outfits try to help other veterans. You know, sometimes you run into people that that don't want to work with you, but that's fine. And it's not a lot of money. We don't make a lot of money on steak fry.
Mm-hmm.
At the price of beef.
I was going to say, with the price of beef right now.
Yeah.
Good golly, yeah.
I'm surprised potatoes haven't gone up.
Don't say it too loud.
Yeah.
No more steak and eggs. It's potatoes and eggs until that changes.
Well, so. I'll tell you, the one thing is, you know, we have the salads and the desserts, and all those are donated.
Yeah. Oh, and those are good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The ladies, Legion ladies, and then we have ladies out that listen to the radio, they'll bring in on Friday night or Saturday, they'll bring a pie or a dessert or a salad, and that helps us.
Yep.
I mean, it's less money we got to spend. So anybody want to do that, bring it in. We can always use it.
Well, and we got the 4th of July, which will be here, believe it or not, just over 2 weeks. So a good reminder to get your flag. You know, if you've got a little tattered one, get a hold of you guys, either a state flag, branch military flag, or U.S. flag. You guys have them all.
Yeah, well, there's a little story going around, and I'm going to make this kind of brief.
No, we got the hall till 9. Take all the time you want.
Well, there was an article in the paper, Cedar Rapids paper, about a gentleman out in Sergeant Bluff who was taking the grave marker flags and making them into pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were doing, when you have a military funeral, you take the expended shells and you give them to the family.
Yeah.
And he was making them out of these flags. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The flags that we place on the military headstones must be disposed of just like an ordinary flag.
Okay.
So now, as far as our post goes, they've been doing it for years, long probably before me. Volunteers make these little 4x4 pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And after taps and the firing, we go to the family, put the shells in a little bag and with a card and thank them. And that's how we do it. But they're made of patriotic material,
okay,
not flags.
Gotcha.
So anyway, if a person wants to put one on their loved one's grave stone, that's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the Legion, we have to put it on up to 3 days before, and
okay,
they have to be taken down the weekend after.
Okay.
So they're treated just like the flags we fly on, mm-hmm, North Franklin or downtown here. But yeah, and those things cost money. And mm-hmm, that's another place where our money goes.
Yep.
Is to buy these flags. And of course, this spring, these winds have been horrendous.
Yeah.
They are tearing up flags. I just talked to a lady the other day and asked me if the flags are sewn cheaper. I said, well, I don't know. She said it had 20 flags brought in to be sewn,
mm-hmm,
you know, because of these.
Oh,
high winds. Oh. Anyway, that's the flag story.
Yep.
But, you know, our firing squad here in Manchester, I am very proud of them. We're very professional. We're probably one of the largest firing squads in Northeast Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
We always go to a funeral, the majority, most of the time, was 12 to 13 members.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember, during the day, you have people working,
yep,
so it's hard to pull,
yep,
them. But a lot of us old retired guys, you know, we get out there and do the best we can,
mm-hmm,
and we're very professional at what we do, and I am very, very proud of them.
Well, and you guys are such a good bunch. Just spending time with you all a few weeks ago and hanging out with everybody. It's fellowship and food is what
that's
it
true.
Is when
yeah,
you do
yeah,
those Saturday night things. You've got a lot of folks there just to visit, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, and you're invited back down. I mean,
really? I figured y'all would throw me out and I'd never be allowed back in.
Hey, listen, I've got the bar tonight, or Saturday night, Thanksgiving night, and by myself.
Oh, man.
So if you want a fancy drink, bring in the recipe.
Bring in the ingredients.
Yeah. Because I don't know how to mix anything. I know how to mix beer in a bottle.
There you go. That's easy.
Popped cap, yeah.
I want a rum and Coke. You'll have a Bud Light.
Yeah. Rum and Coke I can handle. Right now, Crown is the drink of the day, I mm-hmm, guess. Boy, we sell a lot of Crown.
Well, and again, all that money goes into yep, the coffers as well,
yep,
for the
yep,
stuff you guys are
yep,
doing.
And then every Wednesday, we have coffee.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you guys are still doing that Wednesday morning, 7:30,
yeah,
right?
We had, I think, probably 40, 45 people good, there. Yeah.
Good.
And, of course, all the treats or refreshments are mm-hmm, furnished by either Legion members or merchants from town, and we do appreciate that. And sometimes they bring in some fantastic treats, and sometimes, you know, they just go. It you know, in today's society, it costs to make stuff.
Yep.
But I've never had a bad treat in there.
Yeah.
So
I have yet to have a bad donut.
Yeah. We used to open at 7, and now I open at 6:30, and they're standing there at the door waiting for me.
Really?
Yeah. And about 8:30, everybody leaves. And
okay,
we clean up and wait for the evening, because the next day the bar opens at, well, yeah, we're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm, yep,
the
bar, mentioned that, yep.
Yep, open at 4. We have a Quilt of Valor ceremony next Thursday.
Okay.
For 3 or 4 people.
Now send us some pictures of that, would you?
Yeah.
We'll make sure we get that put on the website for everybody.
Another thing is, if anybody out there knows that somebody needs a Quilt of Valor,
mm-hmm,
please come to the Legion and get an application. We now have a lady out of Dubuque, that has the quilts, and they don't have to wait 8, 9, 10 months
nice, yeah,
for the quilt. And it really has helped us a lot.
Good. And those Quilts of Valor, I've got some family friends that have received
yep,
those. That is a very neat honor to
the
have.
The ceremony
that
is, yeah, I like the ceremony. Let's see what else I got today. Okay, our membership starts in July, so if you get a letter in the mail, or you want to join the Legion, Membership is from July to July.
Okay. First Monday of the month, y'all are doing your meetings at 6, too, and everything?
Meetings at 6 o'clock, yep. And everybody's invited. We're not going to make you do nothing you don't want to do, but just come and... And we just had our election, and somehow I got reelected commander again. These guys, they nominated Coates.
Is that 3 years in a row now?
No, they nominated me Coates for life, and I thought, no, that ain't going to happen.
You're like that Lenny Brewster, none of the above. Vote for none of the above.
Yeah. On 4th of July, stop by the Legion about 11 o'clock. We're going to have pork loin sandwiches.
Ooh.
And it's just... free to everybody. Mm-hmm. Just stop by 11 to whenever everybody stops coming in. About a month and a half ago, we had this organization out of Des Moines that called and asked if we wanted any pork loins.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, sure, it was free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many do you want? And I said, I don't know. How many are there? She said, there's 12 to a case. And I thought, wow. So I'll just write you down for four cases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 12 times four, 48 5-pound pork loins.
Yeah.
So we have distributed amongst the Legion Auxiliary and the Riders and the Sons. And it's all the money that you raise from that, again, is going to their organization, ours.
Yep.
And we appreciate those people. They did that for 80-some units throughout the state of Iowa.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to have support like that.
Yes, it is. Let me see what else we said. It starts at 11. I think that's about
it. Is that
right?
It? Yeah. We out of stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Why have you never come in and just hosted this when I'm not here? I mean, you've been here since day one. You know how this all works.
God,
I'd love a day off. You want to come and host it tomorrow?
I don't know the buttons. I'm back.
I know two of them. That's all you need to know.
I'm back in the reel-to-reel and the cart machine, buddy, let me tell you.
Hey, we could make that happen. I'm sure they're in the back room. I'll get it hooked up for you if it makes you comfortable. Warren, what's a good phone number to call the Legion if somebody wants to take out or any questions about what we talked about here?
Yeah, 927-3271. Yeah, don't forget takeouts. That's been a big part of our steak fry.
Mm-hmm.
People will come, they'll order and pick it up. Usually, when they give us a time, it'll be ready.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody likes to eat cold potatoes and steak. So,
yeah,
just give us a call and we'll have it ready. And we appreciate everybody that supports our steak fries.
I took mine when we did our, what was that, back in May?
Yeah.
May now, and I took mine home, and I was eating it on the way home on Highway 13. Looked like a caveman behind the wheel. Steak on the fork and just rolling down the road about 60 miles an hour.
Yep, pretty tender.
Always good to see you, my friend.
Yep.
You're my best, your better half. I know she listens to make sure we stay on the straight and narrow when we get together.
Yeah, she'll sit there and laugh at me when I walk in the door.
I'm surprised she hasn't called and critiqued live on the air.
Why'd you say this? And why'd you say that? She's still got the radio in her.
You know? Oh, yeah?
I have to laugh at her.
Oh, I thought we were getting in trouble. Management walked in like, uh-oh, what did we do? He's just taking the fan. See, after you leave, Warren, that was my biggest fan. And there it goes.
Yeah, biggest fan. Just walked out the door.
Warren Cutts, the American Legion, Post 45. Good to see you as always, my friend. Go see him Saturday night. Their big steak fry there at the Legion. $25 will get you in. And again, you can call ahead and get your takeouts as well. It's 8:23 right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.